This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 745. An examiner takes the IELTS speaking exam.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we talk about my experience taking the IELTS speaking exam recently in Victoria and how to use your nervous energy for your benefit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Jessica, I'm so excited to be back on IELTS Energy. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. As we're recording this, we both celebrated 4th of July yesterday.
Yeah, that was so fun. What did you do? Did you guys have some crazy... I mean, our Instagram followers, they know what we all did because they were on Instagram and they had a chance to see that. But what did you do?
So in Oregon, it is legal to buy like smaller fireworks, like sparklers, little poppets, these things you throw at the ground and they pop, and even like kind of bigger ones that shower like fireworks and sparks for like a foot. Mm-hmm. So James and I had a bunch of those and we went to the parking lot across the street and lit them all off in the morning, which was great. And then that night we met this other family we're really close with at Mount Tabor. It's this beautiful park in the middle of the city. Yeah. And people brought like illegal fireworks. So in the state next to us in Washington, you could legally purchase like enormous fireworks.
Yeah.
And like people brought them to the park and were setting off these like huge, huge fireworks. And like, it was amazing. So all the kids' minds were blown, even as adults. I literally screamed and giggled for an hour straight because I was just so delighted. It was amazing.
That is awesome. 4th of July is my favorite holiday. I love it so much. It's so much fun. It's so simple. Like, it's summertime sandals, beer, friends, like no kind of, no awkwardness. It's just great.
Totally.
It's the best. Yeah.
Yeah. There really is no like obligations, which is what brings down the other holidays, right?
Like, totally.
It's not a typically family type thing. Like, you could just do whatever you want to do.
Yes. Yeah. But most people don't work that day, and so they can enjoy. Yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Well, what did you do? Did you see fireworks?
Yeah. No, we didn't see fireworks. So we went to a beer garden, of course, because you know I love craft beer. We went to a beer garden in downtown Boston, and then we went to a pool party. So some of our friends live in an apartment building that has a pool right inside the courtyard. So we just hung out in that courtyard. We had a nice barbecue in the evening and just chatted. We had lots of laughter and lots of beer, lots of good times. So really fun.
That's so awesome. Oh, yeah, man. It was a great day.
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, we are going to bring you a series about the computer-delivered IELTS exam.
Yeah, I'm so excited because you made a trip to Canada, Jessica, right? Yeah. You went up there, you took the exam. How was that experience?
It was incredible. You know what, guys? Like, before I went up to Canada, I prepared. Like, I watched whatever material is online about computer-delivered test strategies, which is not a lot. And I can tell you, after actually doing the exam, it is completely apparent to me that all of the videos that you guys are watching about the computer-delivered IELTS test, none of these people have taken the exam. Because there are, like, so many cool little tricks that you can do on the computer that nobody's telling you guys. And I really liked it. Before I went, I was like, why did IELTS even do this computer test? Like, the reading strategies are gonna be weird and blah, blah, blah. And actually, I really like it. I love this as a format.
Oh, cool. I'm so excited. I mean, it's so new, right? It's only offered in some countries and maybe some of our listeners have taken it, but that's why we are working for you guys to go and learn the computer version of IELTS so that we can create these strategies just for you. So stay tuned. But for today, we have some stories and some examples of your experience up there.
Yeah. So, guys, we're going to talk about my speaking exam today. Yeah. And of course, this is the same for everyone. So guys, don't tune out if you're not on the computer delivered track because also have to do the speaking exam same way.
Sure. Yeah, we can all learn something from both kinds of tests, right? From the paper-based test, the computer-based test. So how was it walking into that speaking test when you know that you've been an examiner for 14 years? I mean, what was that like being on the other side?
It was real weird. It was so weird to be on the other side. So, okay, let's backtrack a little bit here, guys. Let's set the scene for you. So I had woken up at 2:45 in the a.m. that morning because I had to catch a flight at like 6 a.m. and deal with all the park it, whatever. So I woke up super early, flew to Seattle and then flew to Victoria and then made my way to the guest house, which, oh my God, the guest house is so amazing. Okay. if anyone goes to Victoria, Canada, stay at the Gaslight Inn. Okay.
Oh,
cool. I'm going to put that out there. It's so beautiful and awesome.
Awesome.
And so that was cool. And then I could like walk to the test center. And so I got there early. And I did the whole thing where you have to like check in your bag, make sure your phone is off. And there's so much rigmarole. You have to get like fingerprinted on a machine and show your passport all the time. It's so like strict. You feel like you're going into prison or something.
Yeah.
And then this was uncomfortable. Now, every test center is different in that what the waiting is like. So in the Victoria Test Center, we checked in our belongings and then they made us sit in this lobby until the speaking exam. And you weren't allowed to talk
in the lobby. Okay. So you can talk to the people around you. And then how did that feel? Was that weird?
I was tired and I was like, I actually went to one of the invigilators and I'm like, is there a magazine that I could read or something? Is there any sort of reading material? Because you're literally just sitting around this table with like five other people and you're not allowed to talk to each other.
That's so weird.
It's so weird. And there's all these big signs like IELTS, silence, please, because the exam rooms are right around you. So I get why you can't talk. But then like, don't make us wait there for so long. Just let us be in the other room until it's time for our exam.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So wait, how long did you have to sit there and wait at that table, not talking to anyone?
20 minutes.
Okay.
20 full. It was a long 20 minutes. And since the waiting room is right next to the exam rooms, the examiner herself or himself comes to get you, like says your name, comes to get you or whatever. And when we sat down, she was obviously a little bit surprised because I was a native speaker, but it happens. And she was really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And she was like explaining the steps and stuff to me. And I was like, it's okay. I was an examiner for a really long time. And she's like, oh, great. Okay. Then you know the deal.
Yeah.
And it was like really relaxed. But she was very professional, stuck to the script, just like she was supposed to.
Good.
And yeah, I really enjoyed the experience. I was nervous though.
You were nervous. That's so funny. Oh no.
I was a little bit because it's so weird to be on the other side. And the thing is, like, you're being judged the whole time. And students, I really experienced what you guys are going through because you are fully conscious the whole time about like every word that's coming out of your mouth is being judged.
Ooh.
And it is, oh man, like it's a lot of pressure.
It's so good for us to be doing this. You know, it's so good for a member of our team to be going up to whatever country taking the exam, you know, maybe once a year or something, just so we can stay in tune with our listeners.
Totally.
So good. So good. Yeah.
I think everybody that teaches IELTS should have to take this exam.
Oh, totally.
I mean, yes. Why not?
Why not? I totally agree.
Yeah. So it was really cool though, because on speaking part two, get this, the topic was Describe a time you had to wake up really early for something.
Easy. Oh my God. That was the day before, right? Did you talk about
your
day?
That day
on the plane? Oh, it was the same day. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, I saw the card and I laughed. And so I worked it into the introduction. So guys, like really what my goal was being there, doing the whole thing, was testing out strategies. So I didn't approach this in any way that students will not be able to. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we do the reading thing, but guys, just know that I did everything that you guys have to do. So, and speaking part two, I did our strategy of the natural introduction, right? And I was like, so the reason why this card made me chuckle a little bit, you might be wondering, is that I actually woke up at 2:45 this morning and then just told the whole story.
That was easy. Right. So you automatically had a story to tell right there. How useful, how helpful was that question, right?
I know. I was so happy I got that question. And so, yeah, like all of the linking words that we teach you in Three Keys IELTS for part two, right? Mm-hmm. Like we give you all of these amazing phrases, guys, for telling stories. I used them all. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I really focused on using our strategies and testing them out.
Yes.
So that totally worked.
Good.
And then in part three, weird questions. And like, and the examiner also thought they were weird. So guys, when I tell you this happens, it really does happen. The examiner also knows these are weird questions. So it continued about sleep and like, what's a healthy amount of sleep and how do you get a good night's sleep? Easy stuff. Mm-hmm. And then she knew she had to make it more difficult because I, you know, was high level, right? And so she was like, now, how do shift workers handle sleep? Aww. And like, that's a oddly worded question.
That's weird. Oh, it sounds maybe it's cultural. Like, you know what I mean? That's something that maybe we wouldn't think of asking, but it sounds like a cultural difference there between Canada and the U.S., the way she phrased it and the fact that
maybe
she even thought about that. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, Victoria is a very unique community with what kind of industries are there.
There you go.
So I like that insight.
Very interesting. Oh my gosh. Yeah. When we know this from the podcast, like when we have language, we have culture. It's impossible to get away from it. So how did you handle that question? I mean, how did you?
Guys, I used our strategies 100%. I was like, well, that's a really oddly put together question. I would have to say graveyard, blah, blah, blah. And then I answered it and it was fine. But
yeah.
So, okay. Before we finish up, guys, I just want to tell you how accident prone I was after that. So just real fast, we had like 20 minutes after I finished my speaking exam until we had to begin the rest of the test on the computer, right? Mm-hmm, like the listening and all that. And so I was like, awesome. I have just enough time to go downstairs and get a coffee. And so you're only allowed a plastic bottle of water with no label. So I had that in my bag. When I got to the cafe counter, I realized, oh, why does my back feel all wet? What's dripping down my leg? And it turns out the water had opened in my bag.
And
my entire bag was soaked and dripping all over the floor. And I had to get all the stuff out and ask for a rag to like clean everything. And so did that, got the coffee, went to pour some milk in my coffee, opened the lid in the wrong way, and the entire contents of the milk jug dumped out into my cup.
Oh my God. Disaster.
So ridiculous. And all over the floor. And I had just asked the dude for a rag to clean up the thing. And I was like, okay. I am so sorry. Disaster. And then I was like, can I have another towel? And he comes over and he's like, gonna need a mop for that. And then, so that's what happened.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so crazy. Did this really fluster you for the rest of the day, the rest of the exam? I mean, how, like, what happened?
Yeah. You know, I was at such a point of, like, tiredness and, like, lack of sleep that it didn't do anything. I just laughed. It just seemed like a normal part of the day because the day seemed so abnormal anyway. You know what I mean? When it's like all kind of dreamy.
Yeah.
And this was just one more weird part of the dream.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, you know, it happens.
This happens.
I sort of like chuckled with the dude that worked there and had a conversation with him. And I was fine.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Wow. That's crazy. So what else did you take away from that speaking test? I mean, what happened there?
Yes. So definitely use your energy. If you have a little bit of nervous energy, like I did, it did lead to me wanting to speak faster. Mm. And that is something to be aware of, because I had to make myself slow down.
Yeah.
And I did that. So just be aware of what your energy is doing, right?
Yes.
And that nervous energy, one, it could make you speak too fast, which is bad. You got to slow down. Mm-hmm. But also two, it could be positive because it did make me feel very much in the moment and very focused.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it seemed so important. So definitely recognize you're going to be nervous. Everybody is. But then you try to use it to your advantage.
Yeah, I love that insight, right? I mean, we can prepare, we can learn strategies, and we have to do that, right? We can go in with that foundation, but there's always an element of surprise, of circumstance, of that day,
right?
Something that might happen. But if we have strategies, which obviously you did, you had our strategies, you can go in and you'll be unshakable. Right? Mostly unshakable.
Yeah. We'll get into this in the other sections, guys, but thank goodness I had these strategies.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You'll find that out soon.
That's huge. All right. Well, this is good. So we will be back soon for the next edition of this series to learn more about this test day for you. Awesome. Looking forward to it.
So fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I love series.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay. Happy belated 4th of July.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, Jessica. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.